Graham Motion is with us now. Graham is going to be busy this afternoon. He sends out Irish War Cry in his four-year-old debut in the grade three Hales Hope. He's 5-2 on the morning line. And Graham, appreciate the visit as always, my friend.
Not at all. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, happy to have you on board and looking forward to the big horse coming back this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, I'm excited about it. Although someone mentioned to me this week he ran his best race at Gulfstream, but he also ran probably his worst race at Gulfstream. So
it's a push.
But, you know, look, I'm really excited about how he's doing and very optimistic about him.
He looks sensational. You see pictures of him on social media and you go, wow, this horse looks like a beast now. What do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, I kind of hate to keep going on about it, but he's definitely filled out and grown up since last year. I mean, look, he was always a really super workhorse in the morning, but he just does seem to have grown up. I think his works have been great. Jose's been on him, which I'm tickled about because he's kind of had a chance to get to know him, you know, and I think that's important.
Graham, I know you would love to win the Hales Hope this afternoon with Irish War Cry, but it's only February 24th, and this is a long season. He's just getting started back. What do you hope to see from him this afternoon?
Look, I want to see him run a competitive race. It's a solid group. You know, we could either run this weekend or we could wait for the next one of these, which is about a month from now, and I just felt like that was overkill, waiting another month. Could he have had another work or two? Possibly, but he's doing everything so easily, and Jose really felt that he seemed pretty fit off his last work. So, look, if he runs a competitive race and is in the shake-up, I'll be happy to move on for the rest of the year.
Yeah, three-quarter works in a row. He should definitely be fit. That 112 workout kind of popped off the page at me three works back. Talk about that a minute.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I've kind of had to breathe him on his own because I don't have a horse that can stay with him in the morning. So most of his works he's been doing on his own. You know, and you always just worry that they get enough out of it when you do that. But he's been very impressive in the morning, no doubt.
Graham, with Gunrunner and Arrowgate now retired, this is an older horse division that appears to be wide open again. And a lot of people will point to West Coast as being the one that is most likely to take up the baton and move forward as the head of the class, to the head of the class anyway. But is Irish War Cry a horse that you see being able to crack into that upper echelon this year and have a dog in that fight, so to speak?
I hope so. I mean, look, that's what we're all striving for. I think the question with him is going to be what his optimum distance is. And I suspect that he doesn't want to go as far as we were running him last year. I think these 110 mile races might be more in his league. His brother, Irish Strait, definitely is more of a miler on the grass. I've tried to stretch him out a little further, and I don't think he handles it. So I think with this family, probably a mile is a better trip for them.
He was the New Jersey Horse of the Year. That's quite a distinction, and maybe the best New Jersey Horse of the Year in a long, long time. Any extra pressure from the Jersey folks?
Definitely. No, look, I mean, look, I don't mean to belittle it. It is very cool. Look, Isabel has put a tremendous amount into the Jersey Bred program, and I think it's neat that he's been recognized. He was the Maryland Horse of the Year for a horse that was stabled in Maryland. So, you know, he has been, it's very gratifying to win those awards, and I think it's a credit to Isabel, and I think she gets a big kick out of it.
Graham Motion with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Graham, do want to ask you about your exciting three-year-old Untamed Domain, owned by Terry Finley and West Point Thoroughbreds. This is a horse that a lot of people are thinking could be a really serious Derby contender if he goes to the dirt. What are your plans with Untamed Domain?
Yes, so I worked him. I shipped him over to Tampa this week, where I have a division over there, and we worked him on the dirt there yesterday. Actually, Fergal Lynch, who was riding for me yesterday, he worked him in the morning. He was very happy with him. It wasn't a flashy work, but I thought he handled the dirt very well. And Fergal, who's quite quick to, you know, he's not afraid to give you his opinion. He was very pleased with how he went. So, if everything continues to go well, we'll point him for the Tampa Derby.
Yeah, he's got the right style, and he can probably stay the distance. So there's some things to like about him. Somebody asked me about him the other day, and I said, well, I don't think Graham would even, you know, try him on the dirt if he didn't think he could handle it. Do you have a gut feeling about him?
Look, I've had two jockeys working on the dirt. Both Jose has worked him and now Ferber, and they both say he handles it very well. You know, when you see a horse work here on the grass at Palmetto's, they just get over it much quicker, so I think they tend to look a little more impressive. But this is a very workmanlike horse. He's always worked on the dirt at Fair Hill. I've never really questioned that he would handle it. We started him on the grass at Saratoga, just because I think it's, well, actually back at Laurel, and then we took him out to Saratoga. I just think it's a little kinder on these two-year-olds to start them on the grass where they don't get the kickback in their face. And also, you get to go two turns a little quicker on the grass. So I think he'll handle it. We got to find out.
Graham, he's a son of your Derby winner, Animal Kingdom, and we know that he could handle any surface. Does a trainer, when a trainer has a horse that's by a horse that was so good to him, especially a Derby winner, does a trainer think about that and say, okay, it'd be so cool to get this horse to the Derby and win the Derby because I already did it with his father?
Look, I would love to get him to the Derby, but he's going to have to show that he's good enough. But regardless of that, I think he's a really cool horse, and whatever happens in 2 weeks on the dirt, he's a very serious grass horse. I think Animal Kingdoms have shown they can handle the dirt. He had a good runner last year with Kenny McPeak on the dirt. He's getting some dirt winners. It's just, Derby or no Derby, it's just extremely gratifying to have one of his first progeny be this good. And I think he's going to continue to have, you know, some serious runners here this year.
Yeah, nobody thought Gio Ponti was going to sire a champion dirt sprinter, so you never know.
Crazy? I mean, it just goes to show you never know, right?
No, you really don't. He's Graham Motion. He is with us here on HRN, the Equine Forum, coming to you coast to coast and worldwide. Of course, you can check out the podcast of this show on our website at horseracingradio.net. Graham, want to spend just a couple of minutes talking with you, if you don't mind, about the situation that just occurred with trainer Rusty Arnold, who had his positives rescinded by the Kentucky stewards, this just coming out this past week, because of some issues with the testing lab and some findings that occurred there. You fought your own battle last year and came out on top there. I know you can empathize with Rusty here as to what he was going through. Just share your thoughts on that entire situation.
Yeah, first of all, I mean, my case is still ongoing. I won my case, and now the Kentucky Racing Commission has appealed against the judge in this case. So it's still an ongoing deal, which is extraordinary after all this time. Look, I'm really glad the commission came to the decision they did with Rusty. It clearly was the right decision. I mean, when you've got a guy like Rusty Arnold with an impeccable record, the chances of him coming up with a positive for a medication that no one's basically ever heard of, it just seems like common sense should overrule. And I think they came to the right decision. I think my disappointment would be that it took them a year and a half to figure this out. I just don't understand why. It seems like everything was done backwards. You know, he'd already been given a three-month suspension. You know, this should have been dealt with a year ago. It never should have got to that point, in my opinion. And I obviously don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I can certainly sympathize with Rusty. I've seen him going through the anguish, which very much reminds me of the anguish that I've gone through with my case. I think his is a lot more significant. You know, I think in this industry, we have a serious issue with contamination. The testing has got incredibly sensitive, and everywhere we go, there's contamination, and we just have to allow for a certain amount of it. I think common sense has to rule.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And you talked about the anguish, and I saw the anguish that Richard Mandela, Laz Barrera, Willard Proctor went through when they were having this issue over 20 years ago. And it really, you know, eats people up inside. It kind of consumes you, and it's not fair.
Yeah, I cannot describe how frustrating it is. I mean, if you have a conscience about this, about, you know, about a clean record, and I know Rusty was very proud of his clean record, and I think when you go for as long as he has with just minor positives here and there, which is impossible to avoid, you know, you really feel strongly about it. And when you get tripped up by the system, that's really demoralizing. You know, I think Rusty was so well spoken about it, and it just goes to show that it can happen to anyone. But I really feel like this is something we need to address in our industry, and I admire the guys at WOA for trying to do something about this. We need a governing body. We need to handle contamination. The testing is very sensitive, which is great, but we need to adjust to deal with that.
Graham Motion here on HRN. Graham, where does it end? How do we go about putting together a set of guidelines and rules that are uniform across the board?
Well, I mean, the biggest movement so far is with the federal bill, and I don't know what the chances are of that happening. I mean, I think it's an admirable idea. We need a governing body in this industry to control things. You know, when I run at Fair Hill on any given weekend, I can be running in five different states, and people don't realize that can be like running in five different countries with five different sets of rules. And it's very difficult as a trainer to keep your head around what the different rules are. You know, and when people can, from the outside, might say, well, just don't use medication. We have to use medication. You know, horses get sick, just like humans. There are certain things that you have to treat horses with. And it's very tough with these athletes to deal. Just like in the international athletic world, it's very tough to deal with this.
Well, we don't have a governing body in the sport, Graham, and it would certainly go a long way toward making this issue, well, more uniform, I guess, and making this issue go away and rectify the issue if we did have a governing body. Do you see a scenario where somebody, some organization, steps in and takes control of this and finds a way to make it uniform across the board?
Look, I think there's a big movement right now, and maybe USADA is the answer. I know that there's going to be a lot more, perhaps, information put out there about the idea of USADA getting involved, and I think people need to understand it better. I think there's a suspicion right now about how this would work. But maybe this is what we need, ultimately.
Yeah, the idea that you could run a horse in five different racetracks in five different states, and as Graham pointed out, it's like running in five different countries with five different sets of rules. You don't see that in any other sport.
No, it's ridiculous, actually. And the trainers have so many things on their mind, and it just adds more to their plate, having to know the regulations in each state. And, you know, it's totally impractical.
Yeah, and Graham, as you said, tripped up by the system, I think, is the right way to put it. I mean, you see guys like yourself and Rusty and Bill Mott, who is going through his own issues in New York now. And if I know one thing, I know that Graham Motion and Rusty Arnold and Bill Mott are not trying to pull a fast one. They're not cheating in this game, and it just puts a really big black eye on the sport when these things happen.
You know, and I think the thing is that all three of us felt extremely strongly that we hadn't done anything wrong. And you have to defend yourself in those circumstances. You know, the money that we've spent defending ourselves is probably absurd to some people. But when you feel that strongly about something, you just feel like you have to defend your integrity.
Do you find that maybe in a way, Graham, that you and Rusty and Bill, because you are able to go after this and fight it, you're fighting a lot, you're fighting this battle for people that can't fight it, that don't have the resources to appeal these things?
Look, I'd like to think so, but I think if you asked five or six different trainers, they would all have a different opinion on it. Unfortunately, it's a very complicated situation, and I think, you know, I have a lot of people approach me about it and thank me for doing it. But I'm sure there are also people that feel differently about it. Look, it's a very competitive business we're in. But ultimately, you have to have confidence in the system. When I run a horse in Kentucky, I want to have confidence in the system. And right now, coming off of these last two cases, I think it's a little disturbing.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, guys like you and Rusty and Bill, people look up to you. And they're going to continue to look up to you because you're doing what you're doing. And for a lot of trainers, if this happened to them, they'd basically be out of business because they couldn't fight it, and they'd lose all their customers, and it would just be a horrific scene. And I think it's very admirable that you guys are stepping up to the plate and doing this.
Well, let's hope something good comes of it. I think, you know, Rusty feels very strongly about, you know, getting more involved, and hopefully something good can come of his case. And ultimately, you know, the Racing Commission did the right thing, and that's admirable.
Graham Motion here on HRRN. Always a delight to get a chance to catch up with Graham. And Graham, I know that you're going to be focusing on more positive things this afternoon with Irish War Cry. All the best with him. All the best with Untamed Domain and your entire stable. Keep it rolling, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.